Hi, welcome to another episode of Auto Tech Talk, where we explore new automotive testing technologies that are helping to enable future mobility. My name is Hui, and today I'm very glad to be interviewing Bernard Ang, who is our Keysight resident expert on data acquisition. Bernard, I understand that automotive engineers use data acquisition or DAQ systems to help them characterize their products, monitor the internal processes, or control test processes. Can you give us some examples of the types of data that are being gathered? I gather these depend on the types of applications that the engineers are working on?
Yes, that's right, Huiying. It does depend on the application you are working on. A data acquisition system, or in short, a DAC system, is a very versatile test instrument. It is widely used across many industries, such as oil and gas, energy, automated factories, and also the automotive industries. For automotive engineers, they extensively use DAC systems in their testing and validation processes. For example, lithium-ion batteries are now used in all electric and hybrid vehicles. Engineers need to test and validate their battery pack designs, have proper thermal dissipation, capable of withstanding external environmental factors such as thermal shocks, vibrations, and stress impacts. Modern DACs nowadays have fast sampling digitizers that enable dynamic measurements, making them lower cost alternatives to many other test solutions. One application that uses DAC fast sampling digitizer feature is to characterize power electronics. For example, an automotive power electronics manufacturer uses the DAC to characterize the thermal resistance of a power MOSFETs. DAC also have switching modules to route test signals from various instruments. Therefore, it acts as a central test control system to help automate your test processes. Hence, many automotive manufacturers take advantage of this DAC capability to automate functional testing of low-power automotive electronics such as the ECU, car lighting, switches, displays, and control boards.
So, Bernard, how does the data acquisition system work? Can you show us?
Okay, let me show you. For example, here is a DAC mainframe. This is a somewhat smaller version. It has a built-in 6.5-digit digital multimeter. And this is very versatile. It's used in R&D benches. And it has three empty slots. And this is an example of a module. It is a 4-channel 24-bit digitizer. So you can plug it, on the empty slots behind. So, and this particular one is a bigger DAC system. It is more for factory automation or manufacturing. So, it does have a built-in digital multimeter too, but it has 8 empty slots. Basically, this is an example of a general-purpose switch card. This module has 64 channels altogether. So imagine you can plug how many of these 8 copies. You have many, many switches. And it is used to help streamline your manufacturing processes.
Let us dive a little deeper into my favorite topic, e-mobility. You mentioned that the DAQ can monitor battery temperatures and other data. Why is it so important to monitor the battery temperature?
Yes, this is definitely an important topic. Well, batteries are made of chemicals and key elements such as lithium oxide and graphite carbon. In order to generate electrical power, electrochemical reactions need to take place inside the battery. Such reactions will create internal battery temperature to rise. For example, when the battery is charged or discharged. Batteries also operate efficiently when external temperatures are at optimum temperature range. Yes, the external temperature affects the battery's efficiency and capacity. The battery electrochemical reactions are sluggish when the external environment is too cold, say at freezing temperatures, hence slower charging and discharging. The battery life can also be shortened overall when the external environment is consistently too hot. Weak batteries may break down and potentially can cause a fire if exposed to extreme heat. Therefore, many critical applications such as electric vehicles and transportation equipment require a battery temperature management system to ensure batteries operate at optimum range to keep them operating safely and provide long-lasting storage life.
So, Bernard, are there situations where you need something even more powerful than what the DAQ can do?
Yes, for example, when you need a dedicated battery test system with test suites that run customized performance, function, aging, and environmental tests. You will need the SignLab test systems. They cover very high output powers up to 360 kilowatt and up to 1000 volts. The DAC systems that we are talking about do not have built-in power supplies. They require separate power supplies to work together to test battery-operated applications.
So Bernard, thank you so much for the very interesting session today, and I hope our audience enjoyed themselves as well. Thank you for watching, and please do subscribe to Auto Tech Talk and watch out for new topics on how to better test e-mobility and autonomous driving technologies. So, thank you. I'm not sure. I'm not sure.